Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I love you. It's true. Can't deny what I feel for you. You drive me crazy on my mind. And when I need you, boy, you're right on time. Well, baby, I let you know I'm not gonna let.
marching for the people. We observe the lethal words the chief is serving while he's swerving to beat our people. And we can't find those equal rights, so we keep fever sick and tired. We keep kneeling while we under fire. Yeah, they keep blazing, busting like the Fruitvale Station, brazen disregard for these lives. Stop complaining, you ruining my pay vacation. This guy, I shoot off at the lips cause I miss love. Wish it was what it should be, but it's like a poor kid Christmas. Man, I love love, ain't seen it in a long time. Can I hold on my own, trying to get by? I remember love when it was what it should be. God, let's get back to what we could be.
And I know we'll love first, we'll be blessed in the curse. In our hearts lies a thirst for His
city to city, coast to coast.
This is Big Sean.
It's your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? It's Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
What's going on? This is E-40.
True West Radio. DJ Have Love and King Scratch. Let's get them.
That's right, baby. Welcome to Moab Mondays with your man, DJ Have Love. And it's going down a very special way tonight because we got the lovely Toronto sensation herself. Miss Jenna is live with us on True West Radio. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Blessed. Glad you could join us tonight.
Yeah, it's so nice to be.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, like you said, I'm from Toronto. I'm an R&B singer. I just released a brand new single. It's called Bottled Up, which I'm really excited about, and I'm now working on my fifth album, so I've been doing this for a little while, and been around touring and all of that, and I hope to get back to live performances again really soon, so, yeah.
Most definitely. So how has this epidemic of COVID-19, has it affected you in a major way with your music up there in Canada?
I mean, I haven't been able to perform live, so that's been difficult because I really miss it. And, you know, I did have some festivals that I was planning on performing at this summer and some touring, you know, opportunities that have been pushed as well. But it hasn't stopped me from making music, so I'm still writing. I'm still, you know, able to get to the studio. I'm still working on my new album. So at least I can do that. And, you know, I've been doing some online shows as well, which has been a lot of fun, and it's just been a different way to, you know, connect with my audience.
Most definitely. What would you say is your target goal?
I mean, for me, you know, there's there's a lot of artists that are coming out of Canada, especially in recent years. You know, we've got like Drake and The Weeknd and Justin Bieber and Tory Lanez. I mean, there's so many great artists from Canada, but you don't really hear a lot about like female R&B artists. So I really love to represent Canada, you know, on a global scale as, you know, one of the first female R&B artists coming out of Canada. I mean, there was Tamia, like, back in the 90s and everything, but it's been a little while since we've had some representation in the R&B on the female side, so.
Most definitely. Now, what would you say motivates you?
I mean, a lot of things. I mean, I love what I do, so that's, you know, it's easy. I don't really call it work because I love writing, I love performing, I love music, and, you know, every day kind of is a different day of new things happening, new possibilities, so it always just creates excitement for me and keeps it interesting. But I mean, I'm lucky that I have a family who's super supportive of me, and that definitely motivates me. And, I've got, you know, a good group of people around me, and, I get, you know, as well, good feedback about what I do. And I know that, you know, it's also, people, you know, can relate and connect with my music as well, and that always means a lot to me. You know, if I can do something for somebody through my music, through my lyrics, that's the best feeling in the world. So, yeah, those are some of the things that definitely keep me motivated.
Most definitely. Tell us about this single, Bottled Up.
Yeah, so this is my latest release. I'm really excited about this song. It was written and recorded and all that here in Toronto. And basically the song was written by me and a couple of other people. And, you know, we were getting together and vibing. And we all kind of had stories where, you know, in the past maybe like we had a friend who we were interested in. And we didn't really, you know, want to mess up the friendship. And we didn't know how that other person felt. We had our own versions of it, but we decided to kind of bring our stories all together to make this song. So it's really about, you know, kind of not bottling up those emotions anymore and just telling that person how you really feel no matter the outcome. So I think a lot of people have, you know, can relate to that story at some point in their life.
Most definitely. Who would you say would be some of your greatest inspirations?
Oh, man. There's a lot of different music that I listen to, and I actually started out listening to a lot of jazz, so that's been a huge influence to me. I love, like, soul and neo-soul, big 90s R&B fan. There's some current artists, R&B artists and stuff as well that have been huge influence to me. But if I'm going to name some people, I would say Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, with jazz, like Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. I'm a big fan of Alicia Keys and some newer artists like her and Ella May. And, yeah, so all of those people. And then with 90s R&B, people like Brandy and Aaliyah, you know, those type of names, like they really, you know, influenced my music.
Most definitely. And you can hear it in your music, too, as well.
Thank you.
I went over all the songs, you know, it seemed a lot of songs, and I was like, wow, she's got a very beautiful sound, you know.
Thank you.
And for me, I was wondering, you know, because coming from Canada, like you said, coming from where you are, you know, they have had so many greats to come out from up there. What would you say has been the most challenging part of it for you to get your music out to the people?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a difficult industry, you know, and it's been tough for sure. I think in the beginning it was just finding the right team behind me, just because, you know, not everybody's going to have the same, like, wants and visions as you do. So, you know, I went through a few different, you know, agencies and teams and everything, and until, you know, I'm starting to really figure that out now. So that's been a little bit tough. But I mean, you know, it's just, some of the, you know, the industry is like, if you have like the money, then you can, you know, get on the radio and be heard in Spotify playlists and all that. And some of it is just, you know, by chance. So, it's been tough, but I mean, I'm not giving up, and there's been a lot of really great things happening lately. So, you know, that's definitely been encouraging.
Most definitely. Did you work with any artists, any features on this album? Do you have any features?
Not with this album. My last album, I did have, I had a rapper named Fame Holiday, who is a Toronto artist, who was on it. And recently I did a single as well with another Toronto rapper named Ill Vibe. But yeah, this album is just me.
That's beautiful, that's beautiful. I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, King Scratch, who is the CEO of NWA. He's the man. The man.
Yeah, amazing.
Cut it out. Cut it out. Hey, how y'all doing? I'm sorry I was a little late. I got so deep in this video, I was...
Oh, no worries.
I'm editing a video, so I'm kind of like, you know, I kind of got a little sidetracked.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, he told me. He said, "Oh man, you gonna get on there and call? Yeah, I'll be on there." I was like, "Oh my goodness, I forgot all about the show." Nah, how you doing though?
I'm great. I'm doing really, really well. Yeah, happy to be on here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. You know, I kind of missed what was going on, but you know.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah. You know, I kind of missed what was going on, but I mean, you know. Did you play any music? Did I miss that?
Not yet.
Nope.
So I didn't miss everything.
No. You just didn't get to meet the story.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, I was half on time.
Yeah,
you know, even
though
I was
a little
late.
We got to hold up for the king.
If you don't cut that out, brother, you better stop putting that jacket on me like that.
Listen, we have so much love on the show. We try to make everyone feel so comfortable that they become part of our family. And,
oh, I love
you're
it.
Definitely we love having you as a new addition to the True West family. Because we're going to keep your music in rotation here for as long as the plug is plugged in.
Amazing.
You say, as long as the plug is plugged in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. I could go with that.
Yeah. We're definitely going to rock.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got a question.
Okay.
Canada. You know, I don't know if you a sports fan or not. Like sports?
Yeah.
It's wild how, you know, they got the baseball and the Blue Jays. That's right, the Blue Jays, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They can't play in Canada. They have to come and play in the U.S. because Canada won't let us come up there. They like, you dirty rats, come up here.
Sorry. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, I hope so too. But I mean, I don't know if it's affecting Canada different than it's affecting us. I mean, I know you may see how things are going out here. I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a lot less people than the U.S., so that for sure makes a difference. But I guess. I don't know. We've just been, you know, really monitoring things, and our government, we're lucky, has been really, really good, you know, with trying to control it, and everybody's wearing masks, and, you know, we've been slow to open things back up, so that's just really helped everything.
Mm-hmm,
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I know it's a big difference from there and here, and you know, I mean, even with the music thing, you know, hopefully you will take out Drake and all of the mother cats.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to take them out, but I'd love to collab. So.
Oh, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not a Drake fan, so.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, I got one of my people. His name is Drew Carrymore.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what part of Canada he's from, but you know, he raps. I'm talking. He's
okay.
Banana. And
nice.
I've been trying my best to be like, Drew, you gotta come up, man. So, you know, you could be the king of Canada and take Drake up out of there.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I don't know if you rap, if you rap, you sing. I don't.
I'm a singer, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, sing them up out of Canada.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's all good. I'm anxious to hear what you have, but it's an honor for you to be on the show with us. I would love to. I'm waiting to hear what's going on. That's all I'm talking about.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And you know, King Scratch is being humble because he is a very prolific producer. So what are your views on working with different producers? I mean, how many different producers did you work with on this album?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I mean, this album, I'm only working with one, but I mean, my previous albums I worked with producers from LA, New York, Toronto, Nashville, even European producers. So I'm all about, you know, collaborating with different people. So I love it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice because, you know.
Go ahead. Now I was going to say, what can we find? I mean, is your music on all platforms? What platforms can we find your music on?
Yeah, so it's on all streaming platforms. So you can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Google Play, all those. So YouTube, yeah. It's all there.
I can actually predict this. This lady is going to be the next hot thing out of Canada Watch. And
yeah, thank you.
Don't forget about us little folks over here. You know, us little folks. You know, we...
Because the sound is so beautiful. She's so angelic. So angelic.
thank you so much.
It is an honor, and we thank you for taking out the time to come join us here on True West. Anyone tuning in online, you can join the show. 323-642-1597. We do have the lovely Toronto Diva. The queen of Canada.
Toronto Diva.
Yeah. We're going to let you introduce your song, Bottled Up, to the world. And we're going to play a couple of your songs. We're going to play Forever. And tell us about how Forever came about.
That song, actually, I wrote and I recorded in L.A. And, yeah, I was working with a really dope producer out there. And,
L.A.! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from L.A., so you know what I'm saying? That's why I got to holler. You know, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, that was my reason for choosing this song out of the categories that I got. Because, see, the song, you know, I always choose something other than what everybody else gets.
I'm L.A. now. I need that.
Yeah.
Well, I need that.
But you know, we definitely want to push the single that you know the single because you have great. All the songs I got, I was baffled by how great they were.
Oh, thank you.
And I was like, ooh. So I was sitting here juggling.
I love it.
I had to do it like bingo and write the names of the song and put them in a bowl and shake it up. I don't believe.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Now, Can't Get Over You. Get Over You. That song is really beautiful.
Thanks.
And it almost had me crying, too. I don't know. It just cheered me up for a minute. There were smiles here, a couple of them. A couple of them stood there. You know us men, we got to be hard.
You're so funny.
We can't listen to. But those are the three choices that we're going to play tonight. We're going to go to the song selections. We're going to let Miss Jenna introduce her song, Bottled Up to the World. And we're going to go and check out what she's got. It's on you, baby. Make sure you give
her
information.
All right. So, yeah, this is just Bottled Up.
Make sure you give her information of how they can find you on your social media and everything, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me online on my website, so www.jennanation.com. And then I'm on all the socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So you can find me there at Jenna G Nation. Yeah, and then this is my brand new single, Bottled Up. So enjoy, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get US Radio.
Let's get it.
Trying to get your attention, you don't know what you're missing. Maybe you can make a difference. Just go with my instincts, taking shots from a distance, babe. Just open up your eyes. I'm standing in front of you, and I don't wanna move. You know it would be so nice, baby. From time, been throwing your signs.
That's on my mind, got me crazy feeling mental. If it's real love, we should work it out. Through the thick and the thin, swimming through the doubt. Yeah, I don't wanna lose you to nobody else. Take a trip to Malibu, let me take you out. You deserve it all, I ain't worried about these other women. Yeah, they pretty, but they can never give me the same feeling. Me and you forever, yeah, I find that so appealing. Take a second, think about it, girl, now tell me how you feeling.
feel alone, you know I wouldn't find. You know I wouldn't find.
There goes my heart. There goes my love. There goes my heart. There goes my love.
Shop.fatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.fatitup.com. That's shop.fatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. Spatitup.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay, music production,
mixing and mastering,
video production,
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much more. Special rates and discounts, studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130, or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Thought them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip hop.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. DJ Have Love and King Scratch. Let's get 'em.
That's right, boy. Monday with the hottest thing smoking. Toronto's diva, Miss Jenna, live, True West Radio, with the King and myself. Hold it down. You can call in 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. What you think about them hits right there? That's what I'm talking about.
I like them.
Did you hear the beauty in her voice?
Yeah, I like them. Those some bomb hits. You know, they kind of
get
that. It touches souls, you know what I mean? I just love the I love new artists, you know, and I especially love when we have artists from, you know, different countries. You know, I love it. I like it. Yeah, well thank you so much
for playing the music.
Oh, well, we have to do that, you know.
Hey, you know, when it's good, I can't let it go.
Oh, no. Yeah. Anything is good.
It's good. I can't let it go.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
No, you got a song called Drunken Dreaming.
Yeah.
What was it about, really?
So that was kind of like a modern Cinderella story, if you will. It's like sort of that drunken love feeling where it's like almost too good to be true. So it's kind of that situation where you're like, hey, is this real or am I dreaming or what's going on here? So that's kind of what the song is about.
Okay. It's very seldom we get artists that have, you know, this much good music. And this was a great EP that I got. And I just couldn't pass up the opportunity, you know, to let the world hear how great, you know, you are.
Thank you.
So it was definitely an honor for you to be on with us tonight. and turning back time.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite records probably that I've written, one of them anyway. And yeah, it's just like, you know, an acoustic, like really, you know, stripped down song, but you know, it talks about kind of that moment where it's the love that got away, whether, you know, you missed your opportunity, you didn't say what you needed to say, or maybe you didn't even know when the time, you know, was there in front of you, and then, you know, maybe that person's moved on to somebody else, or yeah, so it's just kind of like that missed opportunity and just kind of reminiscing about it and, you know, wishing maybe that you could turn back the clock.
Definitely. As such a beautiful, so beautiful. So,
thank you.
That is so beautiful. Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give out?
I mean, shout out to Fame Holiday because he was a rapper on Forever. Yeah, shout out to all the people I'm working with right now, and again, also my family always for their support. And yeah.
Most definitely. What do you see yourself within the next 5 to 10 years?
I mean, I see myself still doing this, but just, you know, on a bigger scale. We keep, you know, going up each year, and so it's really, really exciting. And, you know, I hope COVID's over soon so I can get back to touring and everything. And, yeah, I mean, there's some artists I definitely love to open for, but then, you know, I hope to be the main name on that tour, on the tour as well, 5 years down the road. So, yeah, some exciting things coming.
Most definitely. Now, after this COVID, do you have any dates coming in the United States, or is your tour going to be just in Canada?
Yeah, before this all happened, I was talking about a tour in the U.S., but, I mean, now everything's been postponed, so I don't actually have any official dates right now, but when I do, I will definitely let you all know.
Most definitely. We're definitely going to be looking for that, and you can always tune in right here. True West Radio, because we don't have any rotation. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be out some.
Yeah, I'm so happy you like the music.
I love it. I mean, it's dear to me. It's dear to me. Very few artists do I go through that many of their songs.
That's really amazing.
Very few, because you know most artists don't have the attention span of staying and promoting themselves, you know. And that's another thing I want to ask you. With social media, outside of social media, what are some of the tools that you use to promote your music in the streets?
Yeah, I mean, I'm normally out, like, performing every week. So that, for sure, can, you know, build your fan base. I go out a lot to like live music, introduce myself to musicians, and you know, do that thing. I mean, I travel a lot too, and I hit up like all like the music conferences, like ASCAP Expo in LA, Meetem in France, Canadian Music Week, stuff like that. And I found all of those have been really helpful, just to, you know, network and make those connections. And yeah, so I really, it's just kind of getting yourself out there, not only on social media, but just literally out in the streets as much as possible too, and just introducing yourself. You never know, you know, who you're gonna run into.
So you do you get the group love yet? I mean, when you go like go to the mall, go shopping, do you get the little kids running up behind you? You got the hugs and shakes.
Not at that level yet. Not at that level yet. But
You gotta be.
Thank you, though.
You gotta be at the level when you go into the grocery store and get a loaf of bread. You gotta speak to 35 people before you can get to the aisle.
But that must be tough, though, to live like that. You know, you can't go anywhere and like everybody, you know, wants their picture or your autograph. It would be hard. So. I'm cool with this lifestyle right now, but yeah,
no,
for sure. I mean, definitely more tours and all of that will be great. So
most definitely, I know the world is going to embrace you and open up to you. Definitely want to encourage you to keep what you're doing. You astound me.
Wow.
I look for more coming from you. And it's been a blessing, baby. Just remember to put God first and follow through in your heart.
Yes, sir. I will definitely not give up. So.
Yeah. Keep swinging for the fences. One day you'll hit that home run. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, I'm telling you, I'm still trying to. I got to get this Los Angeles video done. I'm listening, but I'm actually editing at the same time, you know. So I got to do like two things at one time, because if I don't do two things
good.
At one time, I'm not productive.
Hey, you know, she's such an angel. She's such an angel. I just can't let her go.
Yeah,
she's sweet.
All of the songs are really nice. I really enjoyed them. You know, you know, then whenever you want to get another producer on the team, you know, especially when you get rich. Before you get rich, I just want to be there. So I'm here.
I'm always down.
You either one of us, Google DJ Hair Love or King Scratch. Wes, ma'am.
All right. I love it. Thank you.
No problem. I would love to share with you the world. Because you're definitely an angel. Keep doing what you do. I just can't get over it. I can't get astounded to have such greatness here. And I want to thank your management team for reaching out to me and giving me this opportunity. And we look for more for you to come. Videos. Do you have any videos yet? Have you shot videos?
I do, yeah. So if you go to my YouTube, Jenna Nation, you'll see a bunch of videos there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so there's one like for Drunken Dreaming, Forever, Can't Get Over You, all those have videos, so yeah.
Okay. Well, most definitely, we are definitely going to keep that in the know, and y'all get out there and support this beautiful woman, because she's definitely got some great music, and be looking forward to come to a city near you.
Yeah,
I know when she come, y'all be careful because I might shake the ground and show up myself. I'm ready to see the performances, enjoy the music. I thank you for a lifetime of happiness with this music here, because this music is going to be around for a while, and it will truly be embraced and enjoyed. Most definitely. So keep your head up, and we got 5 minutes. Anything else you want to say? Scratch, you got one more question or something before the bell go ding ding?
The only thing I want to say is don't forget about us little people. You know what I mean?
Oh no, I've never.
Don't forget it.
I never.
You know,
cause
we got a lot of people that come on here, and we do a good interview, and then they blow up, and they be like, oh, forget True West. Hey,
No. I'll be happy to come back, and I'll definitely keep you posted about, new music.
We want free tickets. We want some merch. We want all of that. All
right. Done.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be smoking your shirt. They'll be like, who is that?
It's
the homegirl.
Exactly.
It's the homegirl.
You know these women in America?
Like, bye-bye.
Who is that? Who is that? Who is that?
You get a double pop. I'll double pop my collar for you, like, bye-bye.
go ahead and get the show out today. As a matter of fact, we're going to run out with two of her songs back to back. We're going to do Turn Back Time and You Don't Know. We'll close out with those two tonight. And it's very seldom that we do this, but tonight is a beautiful night for a beautiful lady. Y'all stay tuned to Two Wits. Tomorrow night we got Doc O. Don't
Taco.
Be up in the house tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune in. It's going down.
Taco,
that's
you
right.
Got me hungry. Oh, Doc O, my bad.
Not Taco, Doc O.
Oh, my bad. I was about to.
Yeah, it's
about to go get the hot sauce.
I knew it. I was looking for some sour sales too. I'm just saying.
Well, okay, I'm just saying. My bad. Continue.
Y'all stay tuned and keep it locked right here, More at Money's Man. It's been real. Your man, Have Love, King of Scratch, and Miss Jenna signing off for tonight. We're going to hit you, as I said, with these two gems. Hey, see you tomorrow night. All week long, we got somebody special for you right here at The True. Join us.
Yeah.
Hit us up, 323-642-1597. And if you got some music that you like to get played, hit us up, DJ Have Love. That's heavy without the Y, spelled L-U-V. alltogether@gmail.com and King Scratch. You know, you can Google us. It's coming. It's on. We got you. Let's go. True West.
What's up?
So, yeah. Take back time. Thank you, Miss Jenna. My love.
I remember when you first declared your love to me. I remember how I didn't do the same. I remember how you tried to give me everything. I remember all I did was give you pain. I'm a bit too late to fall in love. Didn't miss you till you were gone. To the point where I can barely sleep at night, I wouldn't mind turning back got away. I regret the day I told you to forget my name. 'Cause tonight that's all I wanna hear you say. I just wanna know if I ever start to cross your mind when you look into her eyes. 'Cause if not, I guess I'm a bit too late to fall in love. Didn't miss you till you were gone. Oh, I'm to the point where I can barely sleep at night. I wouldn't mind turning back. If I had my way, I would be the only one you call. They say you get what you give. Guess it doesn't work that way at all. I know we're going through the motions, and everybody knows.
mind, I see the signs, you stay then go. When you guard your heart, it makes it hard. Sometimes in love, that's how it goes. Let's not complicate this. We are ready, got what it takes to make this thing last. It's in the smile that's on your face when you're around. But baby, what a waste if you can't tell me.